Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Great Bear Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBAF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Chris Taylor. Now, Chris, we're following up on a news release that came out on Monday, June 21st. And there's a lot to this news release. The headline says Great Bear provides assays across width of LP fault zone, drills separate intervals of 400 grams per ton over half a meter and 2.23 grams per ton gold over 77 meters in the same hole. Within this news release, there's also more information on the continued drill program and some of the regional targets that are now also going to be tested. So, Chris, out of this whole news release here, what's the big takeaway for investors that you want everyone to be focused on, please?
Yeah, Corey, thanks for the opportunity to talk. We are playing a bit of a balancing act in Great Bear because we have a lot of different interests in the company, and that spans the gamut from basically individual investors, and we are majority owned by retail investors, to some of these large, sophisticated funds that have gotten involved with the company over the last number of years, and of course, quite recently as well, and of course, the industry at large, which is all looking at us. So we try to put information in the news releases, which is of interest to all those parties. So in the last one, the one that got the most feedback from the analyst community and the corporate community was the fact that we put up a table of a representative six drill holes that go across the entire 200 meter width of the LP fault zone on one of these sections where we've got enough drilling to kind of show in detail what's going on. So if you're interested, anybody in the world can go to the Great Bear website, look at the technical data for download, download that material and see every single assay from all of the drill holes that have crossed the zone there. And what that does is it lets the analysts and others see how the gold is distributed on each individual assay level. If they want, they can calculate a bulk grade, cutoff levels, the whole thing. Our objective with this is to be transparent because that's something we feel very strongly about in Great Bear, is to give investors, whoever they may be, all the information that's required to understand how the deposit looks. And because it's both high grade and bulk tonnage, and the headline number gives you a pretty good idea of that. How do you get 400 gram material sitting beside 77 meters of, you know, over two gram material? So how do you have both? What does that distribution look like? And what does that mean for the future of the project?
So this is all really trying to give some people, I guess, a little bit of a heads up on what they can expect out of the resource when you guys can announce that. But again, this is just from a select number of holes in this section. I will post a link to the Great Bear website where people can download this file. But Chris, big picture, then you are being transparent here. You're telling everybody the grades that you're seeing. But what is the big picture for investors to understand that you are still moving towards this resource estimate, but you still have a massive drill program ongoing?
Yeah, Corey, like, frankly, there is nothing like Great Bear being explored in the market today. Like, I've been told again and again by the analyst and mining community that it's the best thing that they've seen in many, many years. And that continues to come back as feedback. And the reason is, you know, everything that we've talked about on the show before, it's big. The zone we found is multi-kilometers long. It's sitting right at surface, goes right to the surface, right beside the highway, and about a 15-minute drive from Red Lake. But what really interests people is the gold distribution. And you never get, almost never get, like I have to say almost, because deposits like the Hemlo deposit and a few select others globally, you get predictable mineralization along kilometers like we have. But usually when that's the case, it's only the low-grade mineralization. We have high-grade domains that extend for hundreds of meters, sometimes over a kilometer, along several kilometers of strike length. We've issued maps of those. We've issued long sections of them. And that's that really unique factor, that combination of the high grade and the bulk tonnage going to surface. That's really the driver here behind what we found. And it's why it's so interesting and compelling for the market.
Well, hey, Chris, it's absolutely compelling to see the high grade mixed with the bulk tonnage. And I know that you're building towards that resource estimate, which the market is on pins and needles and watching for. But could you walk us through what kind of work still needs to be done? If I'm reading the press release correctly, it looks like you have an additional 50 drill holes that are still at various stages, you know, being done, and that you want to have 400 drill holes total for the near surface maiden resource. Where are you at in that process, and how much work remains on the drilling that you're doing?
Yeah, Shad, that's a great question. Like we, as we put in the release, we think we need about 400 holes to get that initial resource work done. We're at about just over 380 of those 400 holes. We're almost done that initial scope of work that we expected on the LP fault in order to define that. So what that does is it gives us an opportunity. You know, you can see that that drilling with only another 20 holes or so is going to be complete within months, right? So that gives us an opportunity to take some of the drill rigs that we have on site and relocate those rigs to pursue other targets that we're very interested in. So we have to go back into the Dixie Limb zone and the Hinge zone. They sit right beside the LP fault zone. They were the original zones we discovered on the project, or the Dixie Limb zone was discovered over 30 years ago, and that needs to be defined. The Hinge zone that we found beside that needs to be defined. And there are other targets. Like, people forget that when we did the initial LP fault drilling, we drilled along 11 kilometers initially, and we hit gold in every hole along 11 kilometers. So we needed to focus on an area for resource definition. That's the middle 4 or 5 kilometers where we're doing the grid drilling resource definition program now. But we have other areas, like there's an area a kilometer to the east of that, where we have the same kind of rocks that hosts the other LP fault mineralization, the mineralization within the same kind of structure. And some of the bulk tonnage type gold has already been hit there. So we need to take a rig back, and we need to do a grid of holes and figure out what we have. Because where we see those types of results elsewhere at the LP, we've always found a good high-grade gold mineralization nearby. So these are the kind of things that we need to pursue. And we're excited about finally being able to do that again after sort of a year with our blinders on, focused on the central area where we knew we had to do the resource definition. Now we can expand the drilling because we're getting close to the completion of that shallow resource definition. We can expand and explore some of these other areas.
Okay, so that ties into figure 3 in that news release. And that's that other aspect of this news release that talks about some of the regional exploration. Figure 3 shows it perfectly. Down to the east there, you have a couple holes, and it sounds like, well, you've outlined it by these green circles, that these are some extension and regional drill targets. You're also going a bit deeper on some of the, or below some of those known resources and past drilling as well. How are you going to balance out all of this, what seems like more exploration-focused drilling, as you move through the rest of this year?
Well, frankly, the value for Great Bear that we expect to come in the near term is when we're able to provide that resource number. So that's something where, any company that's serious about showing valuation is going to focus, and they're going to focus and demonstrate value. It's one thing to have an idea and to be able to point to the possibility of value down the road. And, you know, every company has to do that. We've done that early on, and we'll do more of that to show the upside potential on the project. But any company in our position has to demonstrate value. And the way you demonstrate value is resource production, and then the economic studies like the PEAs, the pre-feasibility studies, these kinds of things that come after resource disclosure. So it's going to be a composite program for Great Bear. You're going to get elements of all of that. You're going to get exploration. You're going to get deeper drilling below the zone. In a sense, probably the best way to describe the LP zone right now is everything in Red Lake, for instance, the major deposits. If I think about the main Red Lake gold mine, it's been mined for 2.5 kilometers vertical depth. The resource definition program that we're doing on the LP fault is only 400 meters deep. It's a fraction of that total depth, whereas everything, the major mesothermal gold deposits like this in this region, elsewhere in Ontario, in Quebec, other parts of the world, they can have depth extents for kilometers, right? So maybe the way to describe it is that what we've done, if you think about your own body, say that you were standing there, at ground level, and your head was at the top of the ground, you know, we've drilled the head and maybe the shoulders of the body, and the rest of the body remains undrilled below. We did do some drill holes probably into the chest region about 800 meters deep. And we hit the same gold mineralization there we did up in the head area. And of course, what we expect based on the adjacent deposits, what we expect based on other mesothermal gold systems is that the rest of the body extends below. And that means that there is a long process ahead of being able to add on and add on and add on to that mineralization, provided it keeps going like it does, as we've seen in our deep drilling and at the neighboring projects. So it has to be a combination. And I think that's what makes it exciting, is you get to demonstrate value on the central LP fault, the Dixie Limb, the Hinge Zone, and you get to show upside valuation and growth with other targets and the depth extent drilling on those proven zones.
That's what's interesting about this company moving forward, is that you are finally at that resource stage, but you still have so much more exploration to do, right? So it's trying to balance out putting that fundamental value behind the company and then continuing to drill and even playing off the narrative of other assets in the area, especially in Canada. What's the news flow look like then, Chris? What can investors expect as you guys progress towards that resource estimate?
Well, Corey, we've never been more than 2 or 3 weeks between news releases, I believe. There's always something that we have to talk about. Recently, it's been almost weekly. Like, we've had the long sections. We've had the fact that we've added good people to the project, experts on permitting, experts on social engagement, environmental surveying, these kind of things. Everything you'd expect to see as a company grows into our current position. And of course, on top of that, the ongoing drill results, stuff like we showed in Monday's news, and also the unexpected, like full disclosures on an assay by assay level in the drill core that let people make informed investment decisions. So that's great bear for you. I mean, we have very good, I'd say best in the industry or among the best in the industry disclosure practices, just this monstrous project in our hands. And of course, the funding program, like we're, we have about $90 million in the bank right now, which means we can have this huge $45 million program this year. And we can do the same thing again next year and keep expanding, growing, and layering on the value on the project. I just don't know of anybody else that has a comparable project. And we try to show, instead of me sitting here waving my arms in an excited way, getting all excited verbally, I think we try to show it with the results on a regular basis. So you can expect a lot of news flow over the remainder of the year.
Yeah, and the table, the full disclosure there, so that people can work through the drill results and see just what is possible, build out their own models if they want to. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris or even involving the document that we will link to where you can run through those numbers, please feel free to email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll help you work through that document and also get any questions you have for Chris and the team at Great Bear answered. Chris, I appreciate the update, buddy. We'll keep in touch as more news hits the market and get any of those questions addressed. So in the meantime, Chris, have a great rest of your week and keep us up to date on more news.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad. We'll talk again soon.